Hey there, Money Mavens. Welcome back to Everybody's Bad with Money. I am your host, your budget mom, AJ Schneider, and we're going to dive back into weddings, but we're going to talk about the cost unseen. We're going to navigate them without losing your mind or your savings. And we're going to have Leah, our amazing financial coach, on, who is in the trenches of getting married, about these unforeseen expenses that you might want to be saving for, from laser hair removal to the perfect wedding dress. We have the inside scoop on managing those other wedding costs. So let's dive in. But before we do, let's give a massive shout out to the man behind the scenes, Eric, who not only is the editor of this podcast, but actually made me the world's greatest mix for my wedding that I can't even begin to express how unbelievable it is. It still brings tears to my eyes. My husband and I have very different taste in music, and we wanted a first dance song that represented us, and he made us the most incredible mix. Celine Dion meets Radiohead, Madonna meets Grateful Dead. It is unbelievable. If you want to hear it, go ahead and shoot me a message at hello@beyondthegreencoaching.com and I'm happy to share it with you. All right, let's dive into the episode.
This series is all about wedding budgets. We're like right in the time. We also should do, oh my God, we have to do an episode on like guest wedding budgets, like not just wedding, but this is for the bride specifically. Also the groom, if they have things that they want to save up for leading up to the wedding. But I want to call this like the other costs of a wedding that have nothing to do with the wedding.
Yes.
For me, I had a lot of things that I wanted to do leading up to my wedding that had nothing to do with my wedding, but would make me feel like amazing for my wedding. The highest ticket item, upfront highest ticket item was laser hair removal.
Never thought of that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That was like a non-negotiable for me because like I'm going to get real, real guys. The last thing I wanted to do on my wedding day was shave my face. Because with laser hair removal, you have to shave. You can't wax or pluck. Mm-hmm. So like the last thing I wanted to do on my wedding day was like have to shave my face. I didn't want any shadows under my arms. So I did my face and my armpits. It's so funny. I've like literally never told Brett this yet. I'm sharing it with the world, but it was a huge investment. It was like $1,400 and they didn't offer a payment plan. And I remember like pulling that from my wedding fund, i.e. my emergency fund, which was a mistake, but it was because I put my wedding fund emergency fund together, which I don't recommend doing, but I did. But it felt so good. It felt so good that I could afford to do that.
I love that. Like just knowing you're doing something for yourself, that's going to make you feel the most beautiful on your wedding day, right? Besides just the typical makeup, hair, wedding dress. It's like you're doing something that you want.
100%. So another thing that I started doing pretty much like almost like 10 months before my wedding is I started getting monthly facials. That was like $130 a month with tip. I signed up for a membership and I went every single month and my skin looking good was such a high value for me at my wedding because I've had acne since I was literally in fourth grade. I just was like, this is the last thing I want to worry about on my wedding is having bad skin. And my skin truly was the most beautiful it ever had been. And other things that I did, it wasn't just the facial. Like, so I bought a gua sha. I gua sha'd twice a day, pretty much for like 10 months. If I didn't gua sha twice a day, I gua sha'd once a day.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, I took it very seriously because it was such a... I would have felt so disappointed if like once I started seeing results that the facial sea buckthorn oil that I learned about from Noya Skin and doing the gua sha was having such a dramatic impact on my skin. I was like, this is really just comes down to me. Like I'm either going to like take care of my skin or I'm not. And it's going to look horrible at my wedding. And I'm going to be so upset. Like I didn't want to feel insecure at my wedding.
course not.
I think that was like the main feeling. I knew so many other emotions would happen and I didn't want to feel like I didn't try hard enough. Another big expense that I had per month was Solidpour. I really struggled to self-motivate to work out and I knew Solidpour would whip me into shape and it did. And it was $277 a month and $35 if you missed a class. And let me tell you, that last month leading up to the wedding, when I was like crazy stressed, I missed so many classes. It was not great for the budget, but it was already planned for. You know, I just was like, this is where that money is going. Mm-hmm. And I have this budget for fitness. Again, like I still continued Solidcore until I became pregnant. It was such an added value to my life. It was amazing. I miss it so much. But that was like a non-negotiable for me. So like what got cut? I didn't spend any money on like clothing outside of wedding clothing. I didn't book concerts. I didn't like go do huge dinners. Like I made cuts in other areas of my life because like those three things were such a high priority to me. Mm-hmm. Another huge one for me is a couple of my best friends came dress shopping with me, being able to provide lunch and dinner for them, covering all transportation if we had to take cabs from one place to another. Just like little things like that. I'm like very, if I'm asking you to come and like be there for me, I'm gonna want to feed you and I'm gonna want to make sure that like I'm taking care of those things. So weren't like, yeah,
go. I feel like people, those are the things that go, those are the things that people don't account for when they're looking at their budget. Right. And it's like, okay, you're in that excitement. You just got your wedding dress, do your wedding dress shopping. You're with people who love and care about you so much. And they're there for you and you're on this high and you're like, oh my goodness, of course I'm going to get them lunch and a bottle of wine or whatever. And you pay for the cabs and treat them to all these things. And you get home and you add it up. You're like, oh shoot, that definitely wasn't in my budget. So I think the fact that you, that's so, I love that you included that because as I just finalized the weekend that I'm going wedding dress shopping, I didn't even think about that piece of it, of how I want to treat my best friend's sister and my aunt who are making the journey out. And that's such a nice way, but to include it is so important.
Yeah. I get goosebumps thinking about it. Like it was, I remember like paying the bills and being like, no, this is my honor. Like, thank you so much for coming here. Like I had a friend like have to come in from the Hamptons into the city, which is like, could be anywhere from like 2 hours to 3 hours just to come and help me go dress shopping. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get your meal and like get you coffee and all of that for my wedding day. I mean, I'm like a very Jewish mother feeder. Like you will always be fed at my house. Like we will have too much food. We will never have not enough food. So for the wedding day, like I was like, it's high priority that we have like a full smorgasbord spread of everything. And then I got like a little neurotic and I was like, Brett, we need to buy ice because we know that like Richard and this person, they love ice in their water. And he was like, all right, you've taken it too far. Like, we don't need to buy ice. Like, we're okay. Like, they can use ice from the refrigerator. Like, we're good. But yeah, so yeah, that was a really high value for me. And then I also, leading up to the wedding, I got like a lot of massages because I was stressed as shit. Like, and I wanted my shoulders to be down at my wedding, like just, and so I prioritized, I think I got one, like, you know, leading up to the wedding, I think I got one like every 3 weeks just to like keep me in alignment and looking good and like moving all the weight I was losing. And like, you know, just like, it just, yeah. It felt like such a needed added value to my life. And it's something, and it's things that, again, people just don't account for. This is why I think people get into a lot of debt leading up to their wedding, because they want to do all these things. And for me, it was like, how do I want to feel at my wedding? And what is within my control that I can do? I had no idea that like my people pleaser part of my personality was going to come out in like such a dramatic way. I couldn't foresee that, but I could foresee looking in the mirror and it's like, did I do everything in my power to feel beautiful? And that might feel really like not a high priority for other people, but it was for me. Like, I'm like, I've never spent $4,000 getting like someone taking photos of me.
Right.
Let alone paying for someone to do my hair and makeup and then for me to feel ugly. Like, how many times have you been in a wedding party and like they just do such a horrible job on your hair and makeup, or they do an amazing job on your hair and makeup, but you're feeling insecure? I mean, that's definitely happened where like I didn't feel like in my best body and I actually get beautiful hair and makeup, but I don't feel great.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the one day where like that's not acceptable.
I will not accept it.
Will not accept it.
Yeah.
All right, we've talked about the costs you never saw coming, those facials, fitness classes, and all the small touches that make your day special. It's not just about the I do, it's also about feeling your best. Insert our new budget we're creating that gets you to I do. This new budget is going to be stacked with literally every scenario possible to help you stay on track and ditch financial burnout when it comes to your big day. Join the waitlist with a link in our bio. Let's dive back into the episode and see how Leah has been juggling these expenses with savvy and style.
I mean, I think that's such a huge part of when we talk about weddings, we always mention values, right? That's such a big piece to it, especially when it comes to your budget, because there ultimately, if you don't want to be going into debt, there are some things that you're going to have to say no, or you're going to have to like deprioritize and maybe not spend as much as you originally had planned. But the important piece is how you want to feel. And I know for me and my fiance, we want to feel like the best we've ever felt, but like our main goal and value of our wedding, like I'm sure, yes, this is so cliche, but just to have so much fun and have it be a big party. But that's such a big priority for us. And I know though, standing up there, I want to look around and see my dream day and think to myself, wow, we are not in debt. We've just collected so much credit card points to use for our honeymoon, but we've paid off the credit cards and we did it because we did it together and we did it because we budgeted. And that's, I know, a feeling that I want to have is like looking around and being like, we are not in debt. Because I think so many people, you know, maybe not on that day, but I think afterwards, a week later, a month later, when those credit card statements are coming in or you're getting the last bills, like that feeling of like, oh, how are we going to afford this now? I know for sure that's how I thought I was going to be right before I got my finances in order. And knowing now that that's not what it's going to feel like, it like brings tears to my eyes because I just think that's so important. And you can do it. Like you can do it if you just sit down and write out the numbers and write out your wants and write out what you need to do in order to feel that way. You mentioned all the things that I already have planned in my mind of like, okay, I definitely want massages. I definitely want to at least do 6 months of facials. Another big one for me is like the hair extensions, just because I'm very insecure with how thin my hair is. And I've never loved my hair. So I just want my hair to be like, you know, nothing crazy. I'm not going to go from like having thin hair to like this huge mane. But
it is such a difference. I had extensions. I literally have never felt more beautiful in my entire life than having my extension. And I wore them to like two other weddings. Oh, I just feel like a goddess. Like I love them so much. Like my hair was amazing. I told my hairstylist, I was like, I need to be the poster child of your entire website. Like I was so confident that I had the most beautiful hair for a wedding ever.
Yeah. And I mean, looking at your photos, you look so stunning. Like you were glowing and it shows. Like, it shows that you took the time.
It really does. And like, I'm really fucking proud of the way that I looked at my wedding. And I'm not talking about like, oh, I was fit. Like, look at my face. Like, I'm happy. I'm feeling confident. Like, and there's so many emotions you just cannot anticipate having at your wedding. That like finding the things, like if you have time, that like make also like I think taking time to be respectful of the people around you who are also paying a lot of money was a really, really high value for me. So like letting the bridesmaids know as early as possible what the color scheme was. So that they had time to find a dress so they didn't have to rush last minute and get something really expensive. Letting people know as early as possible about booking the hotel, booking Airbnbs, you know, like getting people, like, I was like, how do I help people save as much as possible? And then, I mean, this is a whole other conversation, but it's like, then once they were there, it's like feeding them, drinking them, making sure that like, they didn't have to do much else outside of arriving, because we knew we were doing a big ask because we got married on the 4th of July on the North Fork of Long Island. And that's not cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that. And I love that you brought that up because, you know, we're getting married in California and we're both from the East Coast. And so a lot of people are, in a way, we're like, oh, should we really be doing this? Like it's kind of like a destination wedding. But talking about it, and you know, we're going to be a year out at the end of April, so about a month away, a year out. And I think for everyone that we know is traveling, we haven't sent out the official save the date, but we've told people like, this is the date, start preparing, because that's so true. Is you want to make sure that people are in a place where they are happy and they feel like they can afford to do it and not have this rush of, oh shoot, I have to buy a plane ticket. And the tickets are now $1,000 to fly across the country.
Exactly. If you had to give advice to someone who is getting married, in, you know, 6 months to a year about not the wedding, but like the prep to the wedding, what would you say?
Ooh, this is a good question. I have to think about it. In regards to budgeting or just in regards to?
I think in general. Okay, I'll share what mine is. Because I already know, because I've already had this conversation with a friend like a million times. It's your fucking wedding. If this is something that you've wanted your whole life, like I did, no shade, not, you know, this is just the reality. I did want to get married my whole life and I've dreamt about my wedding my whole life. Like, do what you got to do to feel great at your wedding. Like, do the work, because if it's something that is such a high value to you that you've dreamt about it and you hope, hey, if you're a person never thought about getting married in your life, don't really care, are going to show up in a dress that, like, off the rack, Nordstrom's, like, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's freaking awesome. I've been to all the wedding gamuts of like, and the same levels of fun. It doesn't matter if that's what you value. It comes down to, what do you value? And if you're telling me that you value feeling your best and looking your best, and then you're not prioritizing it month to month, it's not going to happen 2 weeks before your wedding.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, I don't care how nervous you know, people say, oh, you lose 5 pounds, like, you know, 2 weeks before your wedding, cause you're so nervous, you don't eat. I'm like, I ate, like, wasn't that.
Also, that doesn't sound fun.
Also, like, you're not going to, like, what's going to happen in like 2 weeks? Like, you need to set the foundation for months in order to like achieve the goal. And I mean, this goes back to every area of what we work on with clients, but that would be my advice. Like, just do it. Like, figure out a way to make it work. It's such a momentary period of your life. And like, you're already spending so much money on it. Like, for you not to feel great feels like such a waste to me.
Yeah. No, I love that. It's, that's perfect. Beautiful answer, AJ.
Thank you.
You're just the best. No, I totally 100%, 1000% agree. I think, yeah, the more time you have, like, plan it out. Like, if you really think about it, people, what's the guideline? You get engaged and the first thing you have to do is get the venue, because that's obviously the number one thing. And you have to have, you know, you need to get that in advance because they book up. Yeah, la, la, la. You all know this feel. Like, get your venue and then make a list of the things that you want to do for yourself that are going to make you feel awesome on your wedding day. Like, make it a priority. Don't just, like, exactly you just said, oh, I'll get to it. Something else that came to mind while you were talking that I think would be my advice so far, because I actually am in a time of my life where I have, let's see, I think three of my friends are engaged. Like, so many people I know in my little inner circles of just life are engaged, getting married this year, next year. And that's so exciting. And I think I'm finally in that stage where it's like wedding. So one, I'm saving for other people's weddings too. Yes. That's another podcast. But don't compare yourself. I think the comparisons, like, I've gotten definitely sucked into some conversations recently, which were great conversations. Not that I left being like, oh, that was hard. But when you talk about your wedding with friends, it's hard not to be like, oh, should I actually change how much I am valuing my DJ? Should I actually change? Like, should I get a wedding cake? Even though I said I wasn't going to get a wedding cake, but like, are people going to judge me because I don't have a wedding cake? Because me and my fiance want to have donuts. And so I found myself kind of taking those moments and taking a step back and be like, no, exactly what you, to end how you started, it's your wedding day. Like, it's your day, and do what feels best for you.
No, that's really great advice. I really struggled with comparison, like really, really struggled. What are they wearing? How do they find all these outfits? How do I find all these outfits? Like, why do they look so good? Oh my God, they've lost so much weight. Like, I need to lose that much. Like, just drove myself up a wall with comparison. So that's perfect advice. Yeah. This is your day. Come back to your values, come back to what you can afford and make it happen, because you only get one shot at this, hopefully.
Yes. Yeah. Just forecast it out, really write everything down. And there's going to be things that you probably recognize. Oh shoot. Maybe I can't get 6 facials. Maybe I have to do it 4 months before. Okay. But at least you're doing it 4 months before. Like, you're giving yourself options versus like, I'll just throw it on a credit card, I'll go into debt, or I'm not going to do it at all. Like, it doesn't have to be black and white. You can make it work.
That's the perfect way to end this. Thanks, Leah. We'll be back for more wedding budget tips.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
That's a wrap for today's wedding wisdom. Huge thanks to Leah for her incredible insights and real life experiences. And remember, it's your day, your way. Whether it's laser hair removal or feeding your squad, make it count, make it you. And don't forget, if you are a bride-to-be, sign up for our wedding budget curated and specialized just for you. So before we say goodbye, a quick shout out to Raisin, transforming your savings game with high interest savings accounts up to 5.3% and 5 month CDs at 5.6. Imagine turning pennies into hundreds, like our client who switched from Wells Fargo to Raisin. Check those links in the show notes and watch your savings soar. And hey, let us know when your interest hits your account. We love celebrating your wins. Stay empowered, stay informed, and keep tuning in to Everybody's Bad with Money. Here's to making your wedding dreams a reality without compromising your financial peace. Until next time, keep those finances flourishing.